This is actually the first I've heard about losing my job, so I'm a little broken up. But I am glad I have you. So that's going to work nicely. I don't really want to introduce every one of these poems, so I'm just going to tell you some of the characters in them. Andre the Giant is in one. Who else is in there? Thelonious Monk, Richard Dawson. So anyway, Google those people if you don't know who they are. This is Match Game 73. Too racy for the game show network, but fair game for the internet. The episode asks a question so simple, the missing word is on the lips of oh so many silent players. The police commissioner said, "I think Batman and Robin are blank." Our contestant Sandy tries to disappear inside her royal and mauve tartan blouse. She grabs her brow, delighting our sponsor, Excedrin. Begrudgingly, she speaks, "Queer." Then applause, laughter, relief. Self-deprecation, courtesy of Richard Dawson, in porn stash and sideburns. Gene Rayburn passes the potato to Bobby Van, who gives Sandy a match with queer on his card. Van's wife, Elaine Joyce, displays queers. Another green triangle lights up for Sandy. Charles Nelson Reilly, of all people, gets it wrong. It's true. Dawson and Brett Summers pour on the esoteric, but Nanette Fabre writes fairies, which of course counts as queers, as urban counts as blacks, as 57 cents for women counts as $1 for men. Before Sandy could take home a few hundred bucks, more blanks needed to be filled, entendres doubled, cigarettes relit, large collared guffaws taped in front of a live studio audience. The era preserves itself with a recorder seemingly everywhere, a small portion of tape to be erased due to constraints of time. I will say something before this one, actually. This poem comes out of my looking over an old ventriloquist dummy catalog. Don't do that. Ventriloquist, 1970. When he devised the routine, he couldn't decide whether to go with Crystal, the black one, or Trixie Kay, who could pass for mixed. He knew Ronnie Spector was mixed, but most people didn't. Black was probably better, definitely better. Flattening that kinky hair would disrespect the maker's vision. Tearing it off seemed out of the question. So much trouble just for a beehive, but trouble is no problem when, in the end, you get to enter to thump, 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 chick, thump, thump, chick. Nothing is a problem when you hit all the high notes. If the real Ronnie were to get laryngitis, he could just stand there frozen mouth while she lip-synced. But the hell with that. He always prefers the wooden ones, always likes how his hand feels through the back on the dowel. Phil used to lock Ronnie in the house. He would take her shoes away. Crystal and Trixie Kay never take charge and still get all the credit. He didn't have to matter at all while the audience sang along with Be My Baby, cherishing what it meant to be surrounded by a transparent wall of sound, to be dazzled by a voice thrown like high heels. Monk, the architect. Wander down Main Street and look at the roofs. Flat, 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 crooked. That lone angle is a Thelonious original. Ask him and he'll tell you it's straight. Thelonious Monk fan. All right. Incarnations of the Lynette Squeaky Fromm action play set. Everybody knows who, well, some people know who she is. 1971 to 1974. The one with prototype buzz cut, X carved into forehead. Twist the peg clockwise to make her walk progressively more slowly, a daze of plastic. The eyes rub off. 2, 1975. Pure vibrancy in a red robe. Environmental brochure fits in hand. California State Capitol sold separately. Recalled, gun would not fire. 3, 1976 to 2009. A track shuttles Lynette in the pendulum between prison cell and courtroom. 1987 cell defective, known as jailbreak version. Valuable. 4, 2009 to present. hardest of all sets to find, parole officer figure included. Comes with suburban duplex, safety hazard of defiance removed. String to voice box jams when pulled. I forgot to mention a character, Woody Harrelson, is in a couple of these. Woody Harrelson, spoiler alert 6. Now everyone is laughing at me because they see what's missing. Gaps in time between hairs beneath hat, cheap rubbery fingers to put in holes. The holes, they hold everything. Gophers, groundhogs, a whisper halfway around. The holes, they hold our misplaced DNA. Once we put our father in the hole so we didn't have to see him. We didn't have to decide if he had killed. He already told. Does he get a TV in there to watch us, to compare the slicked-back mugshot to our seven-figure pratfall in a fedora? What they think is funny, our mashed, then cut-off hand. I bet he wishes he hadn't had any. Invisible hands pull invisible triggers. Magic bullets don't work. He would have been our guest at those awards, would have danced with us during our turkey frames, would have ridden shotgun over Pennsylvania hills while we steered. We could have learned to laugh at the same time. This is called Along the Esplanade. Needing to replenish the source of his powers, he entered the speed of light on the driver's side. His best friend, a set of cylinders, rode shotgun. The windshield would prevent the stripping of spray from hair, the pinch of salt water on leather. But the wheel was all wrong, hands off the clock. When light strikes light head on, a life must end. The cylinder man died at the scene, a symbol rolling in the road. The man with bones inside sobered up, made it to the destination, filled a shopping cart with rounded glass. He returned to the crash, touched glass to cylinders, resurrected his friend as a human corpse. Of course, the music wouldn't play, sound no match for light in a race. His punishment for death would be to carry the glass, always adding to the load, always ready to step on the slashing shards of apologies that speed by so quickly. Woody Harrelson's spoiler alert 4. The dark whimper of persona. What else would explain sex so much with those when my wife she loves? I don't trust the man, the drawling man, who used to be a lawyer, a stoner, a dreamer, who now just looks like a bum, a bead. Don't trust a man whose mustache is longer than his lifeline, whose eye contact hurts like the blunt force trauma we're supposed to put an end to. The persona whispers questions. Are you killing them like you're killing your wife? The man, my partner, he writes it all in a notebook. He won't let me see his notes. Always have the back of your partner, even when the words convict him. Even if I am killing bad guys and not good girls, I can't sleep. The landscape slows like eulogies, my eyes staying open in black swamps. Someday we might find out we were never the giants, never the arm that gropes down the dank hole. Even though we might win, might bullet evil, we must stay in the hole. This is going to be my last poem. Thanks so much for having this series for this many years, by the way. Nope, there were a lot of thank yous. I don't know if the whole thing has been thanks, so I wanted to do that. Thank you, Bob. Origin. The collectors of chipped heels and horse heads missed it, saying it all began with fuzzed-out amps, the biker engines of 68. It was easy not to see the French countryside tucked in the late 50s, where a handful of pre-adolescent giants roamed. A man who chronicled the lives of people who wait, of garbage people looking toward the end. This man domesticated one of the giants. He would pick him up in the only truck large enough, would drive him to school so he could learn the language of humans, their algebra, their war histories. The giant learned to conjugate. Foreseeing the dissolution of humankind, the man did not worry about the giant eating him up. In time, the giant became curious about human games because giants did not play. In French, the giant would ask about a game in which men would swing a wooden prism at a leather sphere. They spoke of the sound the prism would make when it missed the sphere, the high-pitched hiss of air that can mean only loss. That hiss would be transcribed for string instruments, electric tools. Only a meeting between human and giant could have created such music, the beats of bodies that live inside metal, bodies that never have to die. Thanks.